This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The fold here at 7 after the hour. Another hour of conversation. What's going on today? What you need to know? Some facts about things that are important and our thoughts, because we all have different perspectives on things. We being me, Doug, and she's Jennifer, and she's Victoria. And then there's Kara, who was at the controls. Yesterday, there was a difficult situation in the life and times of Victoria. Her husband-to-be is being fitted for a new suit. And apparently the guy who is doing the tailoring is an incompoop and is trying to make something here out of, making silk purse out of a sow's ear. You're familiar with that expression.
I'm familiar only because my mom said that expression this weekend and I had no idea what it meant.
Okay. Well, so now I'm going to take you to Newbury Street in Boston.
Okay.
Most everybody knows.
Can we afford to go there?
I know,
Newbury Street's, right. Probably one of the more expensive places to go to find anything in the world. Newbury Street has it, from whether it's the drugstore, getting your manicure, buying a suit, whatever it is, they've got it on Newbury Street. And you can be sure it'll be five times more expensive than any place else. So there's a new place called the Ministry of Supply. And I bet you can look this up online. Ministry of Supply, Newbury Street, that has a 3D knitting machine. This is really very interesting. We're all talking about doing things, you know, when it comes to the duplicator and how things now are being made differently. This is a machine that's the size of a car, has 4,000 needles, and will manufacture for Lewis a customized suit in 90 minutes. So, and there's no human labor at all. After you select the color, the cuffs, the buttons, what you want the garment to look like, the device then is programmed what to crank out, and it cranks it out. This has never been done really anywhere. But imagine how this will change the apparel world, because, well, for people who buy upscale clothing anyway, the mass customer. My father was in the clothing business, and I became familiar with it as a kid, selling sport coats and suits for the largest manufacturer of suits and sport coats in the country. And so I became more than a little bit knowledgeable about the apparel world and how the way these things were built. I used to go down to the factories in New Bedford, and you see these stacks of cloth. Much of it came from Berkshire Hathaway, which was that's how they got started. The company that is now the handle for Warren Buffett's enterprise, the first company they ever bought. And it was a manufacturer of not clothing, but of fabrics. So there on this table was a stack of about, it was maybe a foot and a half. And they had a cutting, they had it all outlined, and they had a cutting machine that looked like the machine that you use to chop meat if you go to the meat and they slice a thin piece of turkey or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the deli slicer
like.
Kind of.
Yeah, that's what this thing looked like. Except you had to use it by hand. And I looked around the room. It was kind of interesting. More than one person didn't have a thumb, which would lead me to believe that they lost the thumb when they were cutting the jacket. Anyway, they cut the front of the jacket and the sleeves and all of this sort of thing, and then they put it on an assembly line, and they stitch them all together. Well, with this thing, the 3D idea of putting something into the machine, and what is it, the not the duplicator. What am I looking at? The three, when you have the new 3D printers. Is that what they are? This looks like the same kind of a thing, in essence, except you feed the material into it.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form. But anyway, I saw this and I thought it was very interesting. With men, the fashion doesn't change much. With women, the fads change all the time. And especially now with social media, this is rocket fuel for change. And so at a moment's notice, if you want to pay for it, you can go get anything you want there. This is women's clothing. I don't believe it's men's clothing.
At Ministry of Supply?
Yeah.
No, it's men's too. I'm looking men's at this. Yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah. And there are three friends from MIT who designed this stuff, and it's actually based on, it's fashion, but it's really based on performance of the material.
Yeah.
So they came up with innovative ways to give yourself more breathability and movement in the clothing. It's very cool.
And it's not that, Newbury Street's expensive. If you want a customized sport, like a blazer, sport coat, $345.
Yeah, that's not crazy at all.
You go into Brooks Brothers and pay $450 for a blazer. And so, hello. Ding, ding, ding. I'm going to go check this out. Not that
this is perfect for you. You'll look even, more stylish on the tractor because these are performance clothes, too.
Right, exactly.
You can go from tractor to date night.
There you go.
It's you should 13... be the tuxedo farmer, I think. That would be a good gig.
Yeah.
Tuxedo farmer?
The tuxedo farmer.
It would be a bit, wouldn't it? Huh? Something different.
Be a good picture for your Tinder profile.
I must admit, I don't know that much about how that stuff operates. I hear a lot of talk about Tinder.
You swipe right. If you don't, you swipe left.
I was reading a book called The Everything Dating Book, How to Meet New People, Where to Go and What to Say, Make the Most of Every Date. And it deals with dating, with meddling parents, Kara. Let's see here. This is a group.
Am I the meddling parent in this situation?
No, you would have your. You're at the age where there would be meddling parents around. Although Victoria's got a problem.
Not with my parents.
Yes, luckily, I don't think I have too much.
Yeah. Anyway,
if you're reading about it in a book, though, I don't know.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. I understand that. I brought it to your attention because I thought it was interesting. This is something that is so well profiled and documented, but what do you learn in a book?
Mm.
You got to go do it. You got to be out and about and doing things. And then you meet somebody and you do like Jennifer and Victoria walk down the aisle. Dun, 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 dun. And then 10 years later, with the exception of Victoria and Jennifer, you get divorced.
Right.
And
thanks for accepting us.
Yeah.
So I just was looking at I have a lot of diversity in my reading and my, I have a lot of inquisitive thoughts in my mind. And so I looked at this poll. The question is, should you stay together for the children? Kind of reminds me of that story we had in the last hour. The guy who is asking his first wife, who was close to his first wife's mother. Mother dies, so the first wife says to him, my mother died, it would be nice if you came to the funeral. And he says, like a jerk, can I bring my present wife with me? And he didn't say it, but the story of the arrangement was that he had an affair with this second wife while he was married to the first wife, and yet he wants to bring, and the first wife knows it, and this clown wants to bring that woman to the funeral. Anyway, but you get into these situations where now the divorce statistics are not going down. They were for a while, but now they're back up again. Over 50% of all of most. Well, it's very interesting. The first time around, divorces happen 50-60% of the time. And now with second marriages, almost 40% of those dissolve.
Wow.
Which I find interesting. Anyway, what would you say if I asked you under the circumstances, Jennifer, as you think, over the next couple of months, folks, it will be because what's going on with Jennifer and Victoria is marriage. And so I'm not, just my thoughts and I'm sure it's like the red car that goes down the road. You just bought a red car, every car is red. So now when I see things about marriage and relationships and families and things, I'm going to bring them to the surface, just so we can put our own spin and thoughts on it. So under the circumstances. Jennifer, you went through it with your folks. They didn't stay together because of you.
Right.
And sure. Did... So,
they tried,
you
got to
wonder,
I mean,
what hurts a child more, parents who are divorced or parents who can't get along?
It was, I would say, never stay together for the kids. As someone who's been through it, and they got back together once, you know, they split up, got back together, split up again. That was probably the most traumatic. I think the most important thing is that kids can tell, especially girls, they know when there's something wrong with their parents. And so, you know, I would never say stay together just for the kids, but... That being said, be adult enough to have a good relationship where you're not speaking poorly about your partner, your ex-husband, or your ex-wife to your kids.
It's make not acceptable. It. That is.
Yeah. So, I mean, stay together for the kids in terms of raising your children. But, you know, if you need to move on, move on. I think that's the best answer I could probably tell you.
I would guess a happier individual would make a better parent anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. It would, I mean, I'm fortunate my parents are still married, but that is always a fear when you're a kid. Oh, mom and dad are having a fight. They're going to get divorced.
And your mother and father always gotten along, or have they had ups and downs?
Oh, no. I mean,
that you know of.
I mean, nothing. They never moved out. No one ever moved out or went away. You know, there was nothing like that. No.
Right. Yeah. All right. What about you, Kara? Your folks happy together? They stayed together. Have they ever had any real problems that you know of?
Not that I know of, and yeah, definitely nothing big like, you know, someone moves out or someone sleeps on the couch for, well, okay, maybe at some point someone might have slept on a couch, but nothing big, and they still do a lot of stuff. I mean, this weekend they went and they were in Ellicott City together and they went hiking together, so, you know, from what I can see, they still like to spend time together, and they never...
Do you think, if they didn't?
Yeah, I think so. There are definitely times where they... have misunderstandings. I think my parents just have personalities where sometimes my dad is the classic and likes to be by himself and doesn't like to apologize for stuff, and my mom is the kind of person that needs an apology. So sometimes we've been mediators that just, you know, do an elbow nudge that says, "Hey, this isn't that big of a deal. You need to go do that." But yeah, I mean, there's never really been anything huge where I've been terrified that, you know, a divorce is looming or anything like that.
All right. Good food for thought. That's what we're all about here on the DJB Experience at 19 after the hour.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Napa Know How.
That's not heavy metal music. Or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Four after the hour, music time in this hour, dedicated first to Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, the Beatles. We've all been talking in the last week or so about the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And so the two remaining Beatles decided to have a celebration with some other friends in Hollywood. Actually, not in Hollywood. This is in Beverly Hills at a new Italian restaurant called Ponte. So McCartney was there, Ringo was there, Joe Walsh from the Eagles was there, Vince Gill was there, Jack Nicholson was there. That's an interesting combination, actually, isn't it, when you think about it? The 50th anniversary officially is tomorrow, right? Today? No, wait a minute. Thursday, because tomorrow's the 31st. Yeah. So anyway, these guys were eating and talking. McCartney said, what really happened was I was coming back from a trip abroad with our roadie, and we were eating, and he mumbled to me, asked me to pass the salt and pepper. And I misheard him. He said, huh? Sergeant Pepper? That's where this came from. Yeah, kind of cute, though. Great, fun. People love to talk about and experience and see pictures of things like that because they want to know, for whatever the reason, that McCartney and Starr are friends still. It all
for an entire generation, it's, you know, the Beatles were so important to so many people.
Right.
And it's nice to know that, you know, that the magic that they all had together creating
was,
that timeless music.
That's a great word for it, Victoria. Magic.
Yeah.
Complete, utter magic. Those four together were magic.
That was a once-in-aalifetime lightning in a bottle thing. And I think
people together. You think there's no God? They're the Beatles. get those two people together. There's no accident there. All right. So let's see. Yesterday I goofed. Thanks to my friend Kylie Bailey at Kyle Bailey, who's yesterday I made this big deal out of the new song from KC and the Sunshine Band. We were playing in New Music Monday. And then I said, well, yeah, that's KC and the Sunshine Band did Celebration. Remember them? And, of course, it wasn't KC and the Sunshine Band that did that at all. It was Cool in the Gang.
Cool in the Gang. How could we let that
Celebration?
Get
How did I screw
I
that up?
I remember you saying that.
I
what,
do.
Casey and Sasha? Oh, no, I said it. Yeah, absolutely said it. And Kyle took me across the coals for an
As he should have. That was terrible.
Yeah, thank you.
On all of our parts.
Right, it was. All right, so Celebration is Cool in the Gang. KC and the Sunshine Band did That's the Way I Like It. All right? Let's crank that up here. Let's get it right.
That's the way I like it.
And they did Get Down Tonight and a whole bunch of other stuff. Both of the bands, Casey and the Sunshine Band and Cool and the Gang, had fabulous, just like decades of great music. So, Get Down Tonight, Casey. So let's compare that song, or these songs, Kara, to the new one we played yesterday from Casey and the Sunshine Band. You got that handy by? Here it is. What's it called?
Moving Your Body.
Moving Your Body. Doesn't it does sound like
it? I like it.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
I mean, it has Good. A modern twist to it, but it needs that.
Yeah. But it's got a little of the KC in it as well. If you crank it, Kara, you can hear the little, I don't know what that is, but the, that sort of dingly, tingly sound. I don't know how else to describe it. All right, Kyle, you were paying close attention, and I appreciate that. Thank you. We felt badly. Actually, I didn't sleep last night because this was so embarrassing. KC and the Sunshine Band in the musical spotlight here along with McCartney and Ringo and all the rest of the cool people that have joined us on our cool radio program, the DJV Experience, at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. It really is possible to tell what your dog or cat is thinking. If you can just move aside your human ego for a few minutes, you'll be able to read many different messages in your dog or your cat's eyes. And just because it never occurred to you to try to carry on a conversation with your schnauzer or your pointer, it doesn't mean it's too late. It's up to you to find some time for some silent communication. Take a 10-minute break every day just to sit down with your pet. You may want to speak aloud, telling your pet what you did during the day, and tell them how much you love them. I know it sounds a little eccentric to a lot of people. But, you know, pets live in our world, and our world is pretty high up in terms of where the pet is. So it's important every once in a while just to get down on all fours and talk to your dogs, talk to your cats. First of all, the more you talk to your pets, the better it is for your blood pressure. But the more time you spend talking and being with your pets, the more social they become, the quality of life they're going to have is going to get better and better because they have no fear of people. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bear and all the little bears are here. This is the DJV experience. I would consider, because Jennifer is the most senior member of the staff, she can be Mama Bear. And we have Victoria Keelan, who can be Junior Bear. And we have Kara Schillen, who can be Little Bear.
And sounds who are like you, Goldilocks?
Yeah, who are you, Goldilocks? See?
All right. I love those. Those teeth? What was the line? In Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Those big teeth you have?
Yeah, right? Yeah, no,
that was Little Red Riding Hood.
That's Little Red Riding Hood. Yeah, that's the big bad wolf.
That was the porridge was too hot, too cold, just right.
Right. All right, we're digging ourselves out of veterans' affairs. Yesterday was Memorial Day, and somebody criticized me for scolding the audience for not paying enough attention to what the real meaning of the day is. I'm not going to apologize for that because I think people, they don't get what the real reason is.
Wait a second. How can anyone make an argument saying that we are already paying enough attention to Memorial
Day? Because they don't connect.
You're the problem.
I'll answer that question this way, Victoria. If you look at the veterans groups that are around now, we have three or four places there, the Elks Club and the Columbus Club in Framingham, and they are all former, you know, it was military. The Columbus Club is Italians, but they're all Italian military Americans, but of Italian descent. Anyway, if you look at the disconnect, and this is what I was talking about, that contributes to the feeling that Memorial Day, the real meaning of the day, is overshadowed by barbecues for hot dogs and hamburgers and whatever else they're traveling. Mm-hmm. 12% of the population of the planet in World War II was in the armed forces. Think about that huge number. 12% of the entire population, and that includes America, in the armed forces during World War II. And now, to find somebody who's still alive that served in World War II, because it really is about World War II. Pay attention to Vietnam, and yes to Korea, and yes to what happened in Iraq. But the real focus seems to be on the older gentlemen and women who are still alive that wore the uniform.
Yeah.
And less than a half of a percent are still alive from World War II now.
It's a sign of the times.
And it's just that people don't know, Jennifer. They're not acquainted with a soldier or a sailor or an airman or a Marine. Just people don't know folks that have been through this, especially since we had all voluntary military. The sacrifice is what happened in the past. Even though we have troops that are in Afghanistan for God knows what reason, and 16 years after September 11th, we have soldiers in Iraq, and the question is asked about them and what they're doing there. But we have a different sort of respect. We see some of it is humble, and some of it is, I think, meaningful, and others is just somebody saying the words, thank you for your service, that means nothing, frankly. But it just is a different world, and so we're losing it. Memorial Day for me is a real holiday. You hear me all the time grinding on these phony baloney holidays like Martin Luther King Day and President's Day and all that. You know, it's not really, all the stores stay open, people are working, and there's no real meaning to it. But there's meaning to Christmas, to New Year's, to the 4th of July, to Memorial Day. And maybe that's it. I don't know that there's maybe, and Thanksgiving. Those are the five holidays that kind of mean something. The rest of them are all bogus baloney. And yet we are losing our grip on the reason for having Memorial Day. And I think it's a shame.
Do you know when we started Memorial Day?
Memorial Day was started after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why were you asking that for a reason?
Don't know if a lot of people know when Memorial Day started. And it was
That was called Decoration Day when it first started. Yeah.
I didn't know it's been around that long.
Yeah, because they started with the graves of the soldiers that were killed after the Civil War. There were lots of tributes that were paid.
Hmm.
And it was just kind of neat in a way. But it's also a reminder of how people, we were talking about getting along in divorce and all that stuff before. People just don't want to work their differences out. They'd rather fight. I don't understand that at all. It doesn't make any sense to me. I saw something that I thought would be of interest on Yahoo. Nobody goes there anymore but me.
Yeah,
You're the guy.
You can have your own segment, the Yahoo Report.
The question of the week goes as follows. The last decade or so has seen an alarming increase in the number of people jumping off bridges and out of planes. Are these extreme athletes searching for an adrenaline rush, or do they simply have a death wish? Thrill seekers argue.
They're trying to get off of United.
Yeah.
Let me out of here.
Yeah. The people who justify this say, you can be hit by a car, you cross the street. That's not what they're asking. It's like tying a big rubber band to your feet and jumping off of a bridge. What in the name of God do you do that for? Somebody tried to get me to do that once, and I just couldn't see it.
Aren't you glad you didn't make that jump?
Oof. Yeah. So I guess my question here after looking at this, for all of us to consider, people thinking about doing some of these things, skydiving, etc., what is the most dangerous? Is it skydiving? Is it whitewater rafting? Is it mountain climbing? Is it jogging? Is it bungee jumping, hunting, snowboarding, skateboarding? What's the most dangerous of these kind of... I don't know that I think... Is skateboarding? I've never done skateboarding.
A lot of injuries.
I'm just looking at any of these things.
Jogging is probably the most dangerous, right?
Yeah. If you're on the road, it is.
When you don't see a tree stump.
Yeah.
You fall and break your leg.
That, too. Kara's telling us her own story about falling and breaking your leg as she was jogging in the woods.
I think, actually, the bungee jumping probably has a pretty decent safety record, even though it seems kind of crazy.
I better question, which one would you do and which one would you not do, Victoria? Of all those, skydiving, whitewater rafting, mountain climbing, jogging, bungee jumping, hunting, snowboarding, skateboarding, which one would you do and which one would you not do under any circumstances?
I can't under any circumstances see myself doing skydiving. Mm-hmm. I would freeze at the door of the plane. Mm-hmm. I'd get suited up and I could get up in the plane and all that, but I think I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
But I've always kind of wanted to bungee jump. So I might do that. I do snowboard, skateboard, all that stuff. But the big ones are the skydiving ones. Would you skydive, or have you already?
You asking me?
Yeah.
No, well, I got to the airport, but fortunately it was cloudy.
He was going to go for a girl, but then it didn't work out so well.
No, neither of those things worked out well. It was about 6 or 7 years ago. When I thought, okay, let's try this, and it just...
Wow.
I remember, you're like, well, I'm going skydiving today. I'm like, are you crazy? I'm with you, Victor. I think someone would actually have to push me out of the plane. There's no way that I would actually knowingly jump. I feel like of all the things we talked about, even though it seems like something I would never want to do, because I just don't think... I think thrill-seeking is stupid. I don't understand why people get a jolt out of doing something that could kill them. Bungee jumping, I don't think I would want to do. But you know what I always have been intrigued by, and this is one of the more dangerous ones, is river rafting. I think that always looks like it's fun.
I've done it,
but not on like the class five or anything. Nothing really big, but it is fun. But when you see those major rapids, though. I don't know. There's a lot that can get you. Either you hit a rock, you get knocked out. I mean, there's lots of stuff that can go wrong if you get out of that boat.
There is there's a problem right now in there's many problems in California, but one of the ones is that we haven't seen snow like we have this winter in so long that as it heats up and the snow starts to melt, the rivers are just running wilder, much wilder than usual. And so I was just reading a story in the paper yesterday about Memorial Day. I think 3 people died in Kern River and 29 people had to be rescued because they were out there just thinking that the river was going to be like normal, but it's just huge rushing rapids now.
Yeah. All right, so there you have Kara. Well, we've already discussed jogging. We don't want to go too much further than that with Kara. All right, 44 past the hour. Some food news coming up next here on the DJV Show.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
One category of investments is commodities. Commodities can be anything from agricultural, such as soybeans and corn, to energy to precious metals like gold and silver. If you were to be asked, what is the most valuable commodity, you might say gold, or depending on your profession, you might say oil, but I would have a different answer. I would say that your mind is the most valuable commodity, and investing in your mind is the most important thing you can do. The mind cannot stay static. Either it grows or it diminishes. It needs constant nourishment to stay sharp. A sharp mind cannot be taken in by fake news or propaganda. So read all you can. Discuss things with people you trust. And most of all, reason. Currently, government cannot regulate your thoughts. Use that freedom. I'm Gary Rathbun. This has been an Economy of 1 Minute.
Learn more at and economyofone.com.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 46 half the hour on the DJD experience. The the watering hole that Jennifer and her father and I used to go to all the time in Los Angeles is no more. And we were just talking off the air about it. It's kind of a sad thing. We've been going there for years and years and years.
It's our
a dumpy
place.
Little restaurant.
How dare you?
But it was a neat little place that was, it was comfortable for us. We had how many hours and meetings, how many times have we been to that place?
I know. And the sad thing was, like, my grandparents, we would take my grandparents there every Sunday.
Yeah.
It's just, it's funny how things like that become a piece of your life and your memory, and when it goes away, you miss it.
Is this the Bob's Big Boy that you're talking about?
Yeah,
it used to be Bob's, but then before that it was Dimian's, which owned by the same family, but they were trying to kind of up their attendance by going the chain route.
Right.
And
didn't work.
Yeah, too bad.
So now a Starbucks is moving in there. Just what the world needs is another Starbucks. So I saw something about Starbucks breaking into different countries around the world. They're opening up a roastery in Italy. Apparently it's a big deal. They call it a coffee shrine. It'll be the first of the company's high-end locations in Europe. And it's the first, actually, you think about, I'm trying to think of a place I've been in the world where I haven't seen a Starbucks. They haven't been in Israel. Where was I? I was in England last fall and in...
They're definitely all over London.
In Israel. They're all over the place in
I don't know if they're in Dublin. I don't remember if I saw
And they're all over the place in Israel.
I would be curious to know if they have more international presence than McDonald's at this point. Because McDonald's was everywhere, but now maybe Starbucks.
Yeah. I think... It's really interesting to see how a brand, these people are brilliant. What is there that's so different about Starbucks? I go in once in a while and get a hot chocolate if I'm nearby. There's one in Culver City that I like to go to that's on the corner of Washington and I think Culver, it's a place that is a good place to go for a meeting. And so I go in, you know, I have a hot chocolate or you have a muffin or something and, years of traveling, we've stopped in Starbucks and ordered whatever the cafe latte or whatever the silly $6 drink is. Anyway, what Howard Schultz, who's the CEO, says, they are the Italian is not the biggest market in the world, but most important market personally because the Italians mastered coffee way before Starbucks. So this is a challenge for them to go in to Italy. And take charge. You think the Italians will fall for this, though? The Italians are pretty fussy about stuff that comes in from out of their realm.
This is going to be for tourists who are visiting Italy, it'll be familiar.
But tourism is down 20 points so far this summer because of the various, you can't go there because we don't trust you, or you can't bring your laptop. Did you know that? Tourism is off. European tourism from America is off almost 20% this year, year to date.
I think people are afraid. It's too bad.
Is it real fear or is it made up, phony baloney?
I got to tell you, I would not go to France. If you asked me if I would go there on summer vacation, I'd say nope.
Damn it, I was going to take you too. Oh, shucks. No. Well, that's that. 10 before the hour, DJV.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out.
Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Doctor time, one of our two visits from eminent physicians. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, noted Nooka chiropractor, one of the experts in this country on your gut, also is here. I brought to you by the folks that bring you Super Beats. Super Beats will help you beat the odds, get your body going, get everything charged up in your system. Amazing stamina, energy, all kinds of things. If you like to work out, if you're going jogging or doing any of those things we were just talking about, Victoria, all those crazy things you need energy for, you better have a glass of Super Beats before you go. 90 non-GMO beets in every canister of Super Beets. Mix it with water or a smoothie. No jitters, not like caffeine. You'll just get plenty of pure, pure energy. That's what it is. It's pure energy in a glass. Super Beets. It is what the name supply would imply. You're being supplied with beets that will get you off of the dime, as it were. Get you going, opens up the blood so you get into your muscles, your brain, all over your body. So if you want to get in on the program and you haven't started it yet, like all of us on this program have, get a 30-day bonus supply free with the call to 800-655-4183. You get started on this exciting adventure into a new you. Free shipping as well. When you mention Doug or Dr. Jack, you can order at DougLikesBeats.com or get the charge at 800-655-4183. Don't forget all the benefits. You will like them all. You'll be thanking us for telling you about Super Beats. Inquire at Doug likespeeds.com or 800-655-4183. So Tiger Woods was arrested on a DUI, but he says, I wasn't drunk, I'm on medication, some kind of prescription medication, and one wonders if the impact is the same, Jack, whether Tiger Woods is drinking or whatever he's doing to numb his pain because he's had a lot of operations.
Well,
the same impact. It's like drinking. It's like smoking pot, right? Whatever you're doing,
well,
you're,
the opioids.
You're in danger.
Yes, it is. And, you know, when you figure this poor fellow, how many surgeries he's had. In
I
fact,
think he's
he
a poor
has
fellow,
him,
but he's had
he
a lot
has
of
him about 30 miles away from where I live, up here in Park City with a world-famous neurosurgeon.
Yeah,
I don't know how world famous he is after seven surgeries for the same problem.
Oof.
But the thing is how many opioids must this poor man be on? I have to look at him as a unique individual case because I have a lot of people I take care of like this myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out and he said, "Listen, I want the people to know this isn't alcohol. This was a mix of medications that hit me, which is completely possible." Some of these things have a delayed reaction once they hit the bloodstream. And, you know, I want to believe the guy because he's always been one of my sports heroes, despite the horrible history he's been through in the last several years.
Yeah.
But the fact is, how many other people out there on the road, when you start seeing people acting erratically, the road rage that we see increasing everywhere around us now, especially in the West. I don't know what it's like back east.
No, there's plenty of it around, yeah.
Oh,
everywhere.
My goodness.
Yep.
These kinds of things, how much are these really the result of mixed medications?
Mm.
And that's what he's saying.
That's an interesting thought, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, well, one of the first things he said publicly, he said, this wasn't alcohol. Says I wasn't drinking alcohol. I was, you know, just out taking care of my business, and all of a sudden,
at 3 o'clock in the morning,
I felt this rush hit me. I know, I know how it
wrinkle,
looks.
That's the wrinkle in it.
I haven't seen the blood test results. I probably never will, but I know. And with other patients that I have who come to me who are on a heavy opioid mixture or have been on opioids so long that they're just as addicted as the heroin addict on the street,
mm-hmm.
that it not only affects their ability to drive a car, that affects their relationships with other people. And what happens to them emotionally? What happens to them neurologically when you become mm-hmm. dependent upon these things?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give the guy a break. I mean, nobody was hurt.
No. Nope.
You know, but it's what the blood test is going to show.
Well, under the circumstance, that what you can test somebody for marijuana, you can test them for alcohol, but can you test them for regular drugs?
Oh, absolutely.
Prescription drugs, you can?
Absolutely, yeah. Toxicology reports cover a huge spectrum.
Oh, okay.
Oh, absolutely.
I guess I haven't been watching enough of NCIS to see what Ducky's doing down in the whatever that room is where they go through the autopsies.
Well,
but, yeah, okay.
I want to give him a break until there's some blood test report.
Okay.
But how many other people are out there?
Well, that's the question. Right.
The craziness on the highways.
Yeah. It is. It's a real problem. Something to consider. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DJV Show at 59 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.